In 5, 4, 3, 2.
I'm Joe Wade Formicola, and you're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini.
Real name, no gimmicks.
On 750 AM, KOAL.
So I came to the grave. Real name, no gimmicks.
That's why I ain't got no.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL, 107.3 FM, 750 AM. We're going to spend this particular segment talking mixed martial arts. Cody Bunderson, owner of Fierce Fighting Championship, he's joining us right now in the studio. We're going to recap what went down at Fierce Fighting Championship's latest card this past weekend. We're also going to look ahead to a big event coming up for Fierce MMA and Fitness. It'll be this Saturday here in the Castle Country. Cody, always a pleasure to have you along. Thank you.
Yeah, pleasure, Jordan. Great to be back on.
And let's talk about the event that you guys just had. The Thrilla in Tooele went down this past Saturday. It was a lot of fun. The Fierce Fighting Championship leaves the area. You guys had a couple of local fighters on the card. All in all, we had 10 bouts that night, and they definitely did not lack the action. It was a fun night.
Oh, no, sir. There was, everything. We had everything from submissions to, you know, highlight reel knockouts to decisions. There was some crazy fights. You know, we put together a heck of a card, evenly matched up, and you got us some of the best amateurs in the state, some of the best professionals in the state, and from around the country, for that matter. And, everybody left it in the cage that night, and it was a fun night.
The reoccurring theme from the broadcast booth was anything can literally happen when you're in the cage with 4-ounce gloves, and literally everything did happen, including a 23-second main event, which, again, you can't script that when you're in the cage.
No,
ended just like that.
Just like that. And the guy, for, you know, all intents and purposes, was the underdog on the card. You know, he was fighting a guy who, a veteran of the Ultimate Fighter, who was 11-2 as a pro. That's a phenomenal record as a pro in MMA, versus a guy that was 4-2 as a pro. And the 4-2 guy, Antonio Arroyo, came out in 23 seconds, head kick KO, put him to sleep. So it was, that dude is a very scary, scary Brazilian.
Very, very scary.
Yeah.
There were a couple of fights like this on the card. My personal favorite was Kersley going up against Cohen. I thought it was just a classic battle. It was a boxing match between two wrestlers. Maybe that's why I enjoyed it so much.
Yeah, for sure. And you've seen how both guys have evolved, like, as just a wrestling background into pure mixed martial artists. I mean, those guys had clean boxing. And it was fun to watch, you know, especially with those 4-ounce gloves on. We saw a absolute war in the third round, with, you know, Kersley taking some hard uppercuts and getting bloodied up, and weathered the storm and came back and was able to grind it out and get that victory.
Yeah, what I respected, I think, most about Nate Kersley, in my estimation, sitting, you know, cage side, he banked the first two rounds.
Yeah.
Did not play it safe in the third round.
No, not safe at all. You know, a lot of guys would have played it very safe in that third round, but he was still looking for the finish, you know, from start to finish. That guy was looking to finish Cowan, and, he kind of paid the price a little bit in the third, but, you know, hats off to him for going out and putting on an entertainment fight, where a lot of guys would have taken that third round off and, backed away and played it very safe. But, not Kersley. That's not his style. He was still going for the kill.
You had two fighters under the Fierce banner.
Yes.
Yeah, Blanca and Cy Nelson go 1-1.
Yeah, we went 1-1 that night. Blanca, he had a very tough fight. He fought one of the best stand-up amateur fighters in the state, a guy who goes and trains Muay Thai over at the world-renowned Tiger Muay Thai camp in Thailand every summer. And the guy's very dangerous on his feet. So it was, we knew going into this fight what we had to do and where our strengths would be. And, Blanca, he threatened from his feet enough to where his opponent was, being threatened with Blanca's punches and kicks, which led to Blanca's takedowns. And, you know, we put it on the ground and we kind of dominated once we got there, and ended up winning a unanimous victory against a very tough opponent. And unfortunately, you know, Cy Nelson lost his fight in the co-main event. Not for lack of effort, Cy went out there. He cracked David Putman, you know, three or four times with some overhand rights and some hard rights that, had him wanting the fight to go to the ground. Cy tagged him, and Putman, immediately kind of tried to come in and put him against the cage and, get the fight there to the ground, and Cy ended up with the takedown. And in the midst of that, some of those exchanges, Cy hit a hard jab and it cut him below his eye. And I think as he was kind of trying to recover from that, he was he got caught in that moment. The guy threw up what's called an inverted triangle from the bottom, and got stuck in that position, and Sai had to tap out because of it. But not for lack of effort. You know, Sai had a very tough training camp. You know, the guy works his butt off, you know, working. He's a coal miner, so he's got three different shifts between, you know, graveyard, his swing shift, and day shifts. And no excuses on our end. You know, hats off to David Putvin. He's a phenomenal fighter, and I expect big things from him. But, you know, Sai, you know, just made one little mistake. But look for him to be back, and I think you'll see him fight probably maybe one more time before the end of the year.
Again, we're being joined right now by Cody Bunderson. That's a recap of what happened at the Thrilla in Tooele for Fierce Fighting Championship over the weekend. Cody, let's move over and talk about your gym, Fierce MMA and Fitness.
Yeah.
I love how we can throw in the fitness. You guys had a ribbon cutting. It looks absolutely fantastic inside this building, and you guys are really going to welcome everyone this Saturday.
Yeah, this Saturday, 10 to 4. You know, you'll be down there. You'll be doing a remote broadcast for us. We're going to have a DJ there from 12 to 4. Our party will actually be from 10 to 4. We're going to be barbecuing, you know, providing free food all day long, drinks, raffles, prizes, games. DJ Eric Trejo will be down there. So it's going to be a fun atmosphere. So we're excited to show off all of our new equipment, everything that we had there before, you know, our trainers, my coach, Professor Rob Hanley, a fourth degree black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and a crew in Muay Thai will be down there. So you're going to get, you know, Court McGee, that's his head coach, and my head coach. So you got a guy that's trained multiple UFC fighters that'll be down here doing some demonstrations as well. So anybody that's ever been interested in mixed martial arts, you better get down there and take full opportunity of this. So probably he comes down from time to time, again, as my head coach, and as we're a sister gym to his gym and part of our Bering Jiu-Jitsu Association. But he'll be down Saturday doing lots of demonstrations. Myself, a lot of the kids will be down there, and I'll be doing some demonstrations with the kids, you know, to show kind of what we're all about. And, that confidence, that ability that we're trying to build in kids that they can carry with them the rest of their lives. You know, we're going to be displaying that this Saturday, so it'll be fun.
And you guys have really branched out. I mean, your passion is MMA.
Yes, my passion is MMA. You know, I'm still very, which is, you know, goes hand in hand with physical fitness. But, you know, we have a number of great trainers. You know, Mallory Dunn from here at the station as well. She's one of our trainers. You know, we have a handful of trainers down there that, you know, they know what they're doing. That's their passion for, you know, too, is training other people and helping people get them in the best shape of their lives, so that they can reap the not only the physical but the mental, you know, benefits as well. I think you know, too often the mental aspects of physical fitness gets ignored. You know, where people have you know, PTSD, depression, anxiety, you know, a lot of mental issues out there, but you know, this everything from our martial arts to our physical fitness programs can help with that. And, you know, it can literally become your medicine for that. And we're excited to offer this to the community and show what we're all about. And like I said, you're going to see Fierce MMA involved in a lot of things in the community.
One of the things that stood out to me, Cody, when I was down to the ribbon cutting is I share different interests than my wife. Yet at the same time, at Fierce MMA and fitness, I could see my wife and I both going down there,
yeah,
and branching off into our own interests.
Exactly,
so
exactly.
That's what's neat about it.
Yeah, yeah. I can see, you know, you down there hitting the heavy bag, doing some boxing with us, and, you know, your wife over there doing one of the HIIT classes, or, you know, weights for women, or a women's self-defense class, or, you know, running on the treadmill, whatever that might be. You know, I know some of the moms and parents, you know, we come and they bring their kids to the kids' jiu-jitsu and Muay Thai kickboxing programs, and, you know, come get a workout in, you know, let your kids do their thing, let them, you know, exert their energy into our martial arts programs. But at the same time, you can go over there and lift weights too. You can, mm-hmm, get on the treadmill, read a book, you know, be an example for your kids to say, hey, you know, if I can do this, you can do this as well. And we have everything that you need down there. So it's a great family and friendly environment.
When you say a family environment, I mean, this is also one of the things that stands out to me. If we're at a Fierce Fighting Championship event, or if we're at, you know, Fierce MMA and Fitness, you have developed a family environment.
Yes, 100% family friendly, you know, and that's the, you know, I know some people have, you know, they think of a mixed martial arts gym as, you know, being a bunch of tough fighters and things like that, but that's not what we're about. You know, we are here to lead by example and to show that, you know, through our programs, through our systems, that you can benefit, you know, tremendously, both on the physical and mental side of things. That you know, we're here to help people. You know, we're not here to show how tough we are, and you know, to prove anybody anything. We're here, literally, our mission statement and our thing is to help people. You know, we are to help people in this community, and we're going to lead by example.
That's definitely what you guys do. On top of that, I know you have a special going on this month as well. We got to get that out there.
Yeah, for sure. So this month, all our fitness side of the classes and our weightlifting memberships are only $30. That will be grandfathered in. If you go ahead and you sign up this month, we will grandfather you in as long as you continue to pay the membership for $30 a month. After this month, we will go back up to $40 per month. And unless you sign up on a 6-month contract and on an auto draft payment, you can go back to that $30 per month. If you, you know, if you're out of town and you don't get grandfathered in on our introductory rate for October, again, our kids programs are always $40 per month, and that's 4 times per week. Okay, I know a lot of places out there, they're, you know, concerned that, you know, I only do this one day a week. No, we do this 4 days a week year round. Jiu-jitsu is Tuesdays and Thursdays, and our Muay Thai kickboxing for kids is Monday and Wednesdays. You know, we have two age programs from 5 to 10 and 11 to 14. So, you know, you guys, you know, your kids are getting, you know, that exercise, that that training, you know, 4 days a week. And, you know, it takes more than one day a week to do something, to actually develop, you know, muscle repetition and things like that. So, again, you know, we're year-round. We love having the kids. It's I think one of the backbones of our gym is, you know, leading by example and developing these relationships with these, you know, young kids and turning them into, you know, young, responsible, confident adults, showing them, you know, values and morals and things like that they'll carry with them the rest of their lives. So, and then we have our adult MMA program that's $50 a month, and that includes all the classes, all the fitness classes, all the MMA classes, and you get a lift in addition to that. So, you know, there's a price for everyone. It's affordable for everyone. Whether the mixed martial arts and the martial art classes isn't your cup of tea, come down, try some of the fitness classes. Come do a HIIT class. Come do a women's weightlifting class. Come do one of our circuit classes. You know, come lift on your own. We have a program that we're almost finished developing that'll be open here within a week or two, where you come down and we have a book. And if you don't know what to do, like, a lot of people are afraid to come in because they don't know what to do and they don't want to hire a personal trainer. Well, you come, you open this book and you say, hey, I want to work my arms today. Well, here's a book with pictures, and it's going to show you exactly what to do if you want to work your arms that day, or your back, or your triceps, or say you want a full body workout. You can open this binder, take it with you, look at the pictures that it's demonstrated by our instructors, and it'll show you exactly what to do. So, you know, there's no excuses now.
Yeah.
There's zero excuses yet for you not to get down there. Whether you can't make one of the classes, or you just want to come and lift by yourself, we have pictures. We have, you know, a tutorial with that that's going to show you exactly what you need to do. You know, or just come and ask one of us. You know, again, we're friendly. We're opening. You know, there's no bad questions, and you know, we're a resource for you to come and ask you about your physical fitness. So, and we'll be happy to share it with you.
Before I let you go, Cody, again, invite everyone out on Saturday.
Yeah, this Saturday, 10 to 4, our grand opening, reintroducing everyone to Fierce MMA and Fitness. It's located at 1695 South Highway 10. There's going to be a new sign right there off Highway 10, big old 8-foot by 4-foot banner. It says Fierce MMA Fitness with a big arrow. I know a lot of people and kind of had problems finding the building before. You can't miss this big sign now. So 10 to 4, you know, DJ, food, prizes, raffles, games. We'll be there pretty much all day, hanging out, having fun, doing different demonstrations through all of our fitness classes, martial arts classes, lifting, questions about nutrition, and strength and conditioning. So I invite the whole community to come out and be part of the Fierce family.
Cody, it's always fun to get you in and talk a little bit about what's happening with Fierce, if we're talking about in the cage or just at Fierce MMA and Fitness. I appreciate you coming down again.
I appreciate it, brother. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. We've got a break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. We're going to move over to the high school scene. We'll be joined by Coach John Famalo over the telephone, and we'll preview Emory's upcoming contest tomorrow as they take on the Union Cougars. Here on Drive Time Sports, we're back after this.